Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The state legislature passed a compromise budget deal ensuring adequate funding for constitutionally mandated services, protecting billions in the permanent fund's corpus, and providing relief to local communities and small businesses affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. The budgets maintain a six-year trend of flat spending. House Bill 69 authorizes $4.5 billion in state unrestricted general funds for upcoming fiscal year 2022 operating expenses and $348 million for the capital budget, which leverages $1.8 billion in federal funds for roads, bridges, and other infrastructure. For the second year in a row, legislators voted to transfer $4 billion from the Permanent Funds Earnings Reserve account to the fund's constitutionally protected principal, which can't be accessed without voter approval. The combined $8 billion transfer to the Permanent Funds principal represents 10% of the fund's total value. Senator Natasha von Imhoff before the vote.
It's the dividend again and again. We are crippling our state and we are not moving forward. This budget has a $500 dividend or a $1,000 dividend, not to mention all the other federal money that people have received this year. There's been a lot of cash going out to people this year. This is the year that we should focus on reinvigorating our economy through year-round jobs that provide competitive wages that support families well into the future. The greed and the entitlement is astounding to me. I just don't fathom it. My father is at home dying of cancer, and I am here listening to the biggest crock of crap I've ever heard. I'm so sick of it. Get a grip, people. Vote for this budget, or no state trooper, no one will answer the phone.
Funding for student scholarships, construction projects, and half the permanent fund dividend draws from the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund, which requires a supermajority three-quarter vote from the House and Senate to access. With neither House able to achieve that threshold, half the funding for the permanent fund dividends is inaccessible, reducing the $1,100 PFD down to $525. The bill is on its way to the governor's desk to be signed into law. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. In an effort to conserve Kisilov River Early Run King Salmon, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is implementing a restriction effective today, June the 17th. Upper Cook Inlet Personal Use Fishing Announcement Number 1 reduces the hours the personal use gillnet fishery at the mouth of the Kisilov River is open, which was open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m., to now 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily, effective as of today, June the 17th, and that lasts through Thursday, June the 24th. Commercial Fisheries Area Management Biologist Brian Marston spoke to KSRM.
The department has issued some emergency orders to restrict king salmon fishing in both the Kenai and Kisilov. And in the past, for the Kisilov, we actually have limited all king salmon fishing and also taken bait out of the fishery. But this year, it does seem like there's a few more hatchery fish, so the department left the bait method in, and also you can harvest adipose clipped fish, which are hatchery fish. So that leaves me as the set net manager to make some sort of commensurate restriction to the set netting, which in this case equals 3 hours, which will go into effect for Thursday. So on Thursday, which is the 17th, it will start at 9 a.m. instead of 6 a.m. And at least into the foreseeable future, probably for the rest of the set net fishery, set net PU fishery through the 24th, it will be from 9 to 11 instead of 6 a.m. to 11 p.m.
The last day to gillnet in this fishery is June the 24th. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.